sufrimiento. Pasa por la calle, isla de canto. Me voy, me voy, me voy. Nuestro propio animal canta a la gente para gratis. Hey, baby, what are we doing?
We're on the radio!
What? Like right now?
Yeah! It's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Buckle up, Kingston. This May, CFRC 101.9 FM and KPP Concerts have a stacked lineup of amazing events at the Broom Factory. On May 1st, you can check out Lowest of the Low. May 8th, Rob Moore and Tim Van Tol. May 9th, you can see Mage Tears and Ebril, and also Strung Out with Belvedere. On May 14th, Ephraim Manouk of Godspeed You Black Emperor is in town, followed by Royal Tusk on May 17th. And on May 22nd, you can check out Dave Gunning. Then it all wraps up with Spring Reverb running May 28th through the 31st, featuring acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, and more. Full details and ticket information at kppconcerts.com. Get there.
Now, those last two songs were Isla de Encanta and Nimrod's Son by Pixies, off of their first sort of EP album called Come On Pilgrim. Now, the Pixies started sort of as like a university college band, and they very quickly sort of started reinventing rock and like underground music. And I spoke about them on my last episode about Dinosaur Jr. as sort of being very similar guitar-driven rock, but with a different sort of theme and edge to them, being more sort of darker. And I think that's really cool. And I think what's cool about Pixies is so many bands from the 90s, like particularly Nirvana, credit them as sort of inventing this sort of loud, quiet, loud dynamic in their songs, which wasn't really totally heard of in music before. And so I think that's really cool, and I think that is something to look out for next in the next songs that I'm going to be playing, also by the Pixies, and I'm going to be playing it off of their first sort of major release called Surfer Rosa, and the first song I'm going to be playing off of that album is called Gigantic. So Gigantic by the Pixies coming up.
His teeth as white as snow. What a gas it was to see him. Walker every day into a shady place. With her lips she said,
we'll be right back. Hey, punk. Do you like weird stuff made by real human artists? Want to know where to find taxidermy, patches, tattoos, paintings, stickers, zines, felted pieces, repurposed clothing, jewelry, plushies, hand illustrations, mutual aid foraging information, local preserves, buttons, cards, crochet, and punk performances all under one roof? Come check out the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market on Saturday, May 30th from 1 till 3 at the Broom Factory as part of Spring Reverb. CFRC DJs will be spinning tunes in between sets by the Meringues and Havana Syndrome. With nearly 30 vendors indoors and outdoors, you're sure to find something that speaks to your strange side.
Now, the last song was Gigantic by Pixies, and the Pixies were famous for being sort of this really crazy, influential band, but they were also super short-lived, and that is because of how crazy they worked and how hard they worked, and then how like tensions in the band began to arise. And they put out like 4 albums in 3 years and toured like crazy to support those, and that obviously caused a lot of tiring things and butting heads, but then also just creative tensions between Frank Black, the rhythm guitarist and main songwriter and sort of main creative lead, and Kim Deal, the bass player, who was also very talented in her own right and wanted more creative control, but like sort of wasn't being allowed that creative control. And Gigantic is a specific turning point in the band because that was sort of their first successful single they released. And that made Frank Black mad because, one, it was written by Kim Deal, and she is also sort of the lead vocal, takes the lead vocalist, lead vocal role on that song as well. So I think that's cool as sort of being a turning point for the band. And again, from that point on, they just kept making more and more music and really trying to get music going and being incredibly sort of hardworking, influential, but then also sort of so creative and so such geniuses that it kind of ended up being their own downfall. And I'm going to continue playing more songs by the Pixies, and I'm going to be playing some songs off their album Doolittle, which I think is their best album and a really great album. And yeah, so coming up next is Debaser by Pixies.
I want you to know.
Now, those last five songs were Tame, Here Comes Your Man, Monkey Gone to Heaven, Mr. Greaves, and Hey, all by Pixies off their album Doolittle. Now, again, I think that's their best album, and I think that's really where they all sort of shine through with the loud, quiet, loud sound, and then also just sort of their most put together lyrics. And I think that album really stands out as the most representative of what Pixies were. And sort of talking more about them lyrically, again, with the comparison I made to Dinosaur Jr. from the last episode, with still being sort of guitar-driven, underground, indie-ish rock, but then with a more darker twist lyrically. It comes from, they influence a lot of surf rock elements as well as sort of Latin rock elements as well, and that comes from Frank Black's time that he spent in Puerto Rico as a teenager. And then also I think I was thinking about it to myself once, and I was thinking about how the Pixies sort of represent and stand for musically kind of the end of like American rock and roll. When you think about it sort of with like hair metal and glam rock and hard rock in the 1970s, which was very much about sort of being in the excess of things with like sex and drugs and money, and then sort of being kind of not all hard rock, obviously, but kind of standing for this like very macho, and when you look back at it, misogynistic and very othering brand of putting yourself out there and musicianship and artistry. The Pixies sort of stood for the other side of that, which also ties into the fact of how influential they were with bringing the underground to the foreground, which I think is cool, and sort of implementing musical stylings from outside of the United States and standing for sort of the death of like American eccentrism and American rock and roll and stuff, which I don't know. I don't know if that makes sense, but my thinking was that even with sort of their first EP being called Come On Pilgrim, sort of poking fun of the John Wayne caricature and the John Wayne figure as being like, oh, like America came in and Americans came in and we stole all this music and we stole all this culture and we're using it as our own, which is how rock and roll really started, is taking cultures and music from different cultures, white, like, and appropriating them and making them more popular with us as the face of it. Pixies sort of did that, but in a sort of ironic way where they took all the music that they had grown up with, which would obviously be 60s and 70s rock and roll, and then also influences from surf rock and Latin rock, and turning it into this whole thing and really flipping the underground on its head and eventually influencing bands like Nirvana and Weezer and all sort of those big 90s groups. I think it's really cool, and I think it's cool to think of how the Pixies stand for sort of this new sort of postmodern ironic twist on rock that was thought of as the underground for so long and then became the mainstream, which is sort of what happened with rock and roll in the 50s with Elvis and how he sort of took this sound that was thought of as the underground and not very likable, but then when he did it, it became likable and it was sort of this new revolution. And so thinking of sort of Pixies in that regard, I think is really interesting. And yeah, I think just it's going to be a bit of a shorter episode today. I'm going to play four more songs and then let it go. But like I said earlier, Pixies were a band that were so incredible and so influential and had such a creative vision in mind for them. But because of that, labels and record companies and touring agents took advantage of that, and they were like, okay, you got to produce as much as possible and then tour as much as possible, which one exhausted them, rose tensions and made infighting a lot more common. And then also just the fact that they were so impressive and so ahead of their time, it was inevitable that creative tensions would arise. And so with four albums in like 3 years and then constant touring, they were burnt out and also at each other's throats all the time. So they made two more albums after Doolittle, and that was Trompe Le Monde and Bossa Nova. Both great albums. In my opinion, I think after Doolittle, they sort of start to decline a little bit, but they're still amazing, and I still love the Pixies. And then in 1993, they would break up and not get back together until, like, I think 10 years after that. And they did a little reunion tour, made some more music, but nothing really stood as prominent or as great as their late 80s and 90s output. But anyways, enough rambling. The next song I'm going to play is She Weird by the Pixies off their album Bossa Nova. So coming up is She Weird by Pixies.
Thank you. this song. This is a song about something there. We did the clubs with ass. I was hoping to have her in a sack. I was looking handsome. She was looking like an erotic vulture. I was all dressed in black, she was all dressed up in black. Everything was fine down here, what you call it here, call it what you will here. Way down in this subculture.
Those last three songs that I just played to end the episode were Allison, UMass, and Subculture by Pixies. UMass and Subculture being off of the Pixies' last album before their first breakup called Trompe Le Monde. Now, that's the end of the episode today. And again, I apologize for having a short episode. I just really wanted to sort of hone in on the music and not speak a little too much. And I think I played a good sort of sample sizing of the Pixies music. But if you're going to go out and just search for that yourself, I definitely recommend starting with Doolittle and sort of working your way around. Or maybe even starting with Surfer Rosa and then Doolittle and then working your way around to the other albums and the output that they have. But yeah, my name's Liam. This has been Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you tune in next week for the next episode. But yeah, see ya.
on this week's Release Radar in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. We're pleased to present new music from Dutch Baby's debut self-titled EP that follows their first single release, Don't Pass Me By, in January 2026. Recorded at the legendary Bathhouse Studio, the four-track EP was written and tracked this spring. Dutch Baby is excited to share the new album with Kingston after a year of live performances and strong local support. Be sure to catch them on CFRC's live sessions programming as well. Are you a local musician who'd like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Dutch Baby's new EP on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it called Riley's Five Dive here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
Got a spring project on the horizon? Whether you're planting a garden, building a deck, installing a fence, or digging a hole for a new tree, don't forget to click before you dig. Utility lines can be just below the surface, and hitting one can cause major damage, service disruptions, or even serious injury. Visit OntarioOneCall.ca before you start to request a free utility locate. Single address requests require at least 5 business days, while larger or multi-property projects may require up to 10 business days. They'll mark out where it's safe to dig so you can work with confidence. Remember, click before you dig. It's the law. For more information, visit utilitieskingston.com.
There's no place like home. There's no place.
There really is no place like home. It's where life happens, where dreams are built, and where you land at the end of every day. But what home looks like is different for everyone. Welcome to Finding Your Way Home, Real Talk on Real Estate. I'm Sherry Doherty, and together we'll explore what finding your way home truly means, whether you're buying your first place, making a move, investing, or choosing a different path altogether. Because home isn't just a place. It's a feeling, it's a choice, and it's personal. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. and start finding your way home.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is DJ Terry, and every Friday night at midnight till 2 a.m., tune your dial to 101.9 or CFRC.ca and let the music pull you in.
Five, four, three, two, one. Showtime! Are you ready? Give it up for your host, Gino Alash, on Roku Radio Show.
Hey, how are you, metalheads? Welcome to Roku Radio Show with Gino Alash. We are broadcasting from the city of Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Tonight, we will have a great show with new releases, great songs, and an exclusive interview. Don't forget you can listen to Roku Radio Show every Tuesday via 101.9 FM from the city of